Is Christianity biased toward book lovers?
It depends on what book lovers means. If you mean collecting old books so you can have a room full of books, no. It's probably prejudiced against them, not biased toward them. But if you mean that you are glad, you're glad that God ordained to reveal himself and preserve that revelation in a book, yeah, it is biased toward you in a good way. Because he did, and you should be glad about it. I mean, if you say, oh, God chose to inspire a book, writing, words, prepositions, verbs, adjectives, paragraphs, God ordained that just like he would put his divinity in Jesus, he would put his inspired word in prepositions, and you don't like that, then you're against the Bible. You're against God. God did it this way. So those who like the fact that he did it this way are going to find themselves affirmed in here. Those who don't like the fact that he did it this way are going to find themselves chafing the fact that they have to look here in order to find what God has to say. It is amazing when you stop and think about it that God has ordained first to reveal himself in history, in the great acts of the Old Testament, and then in his Son. In these last days, he has spoken to us by a Son, and then to ordain that there be prophets and there be apostles who would put it here. And this would then, because it's their word, would be the foundation on which we build churches and we build life. That's amazing. It has unbelievable implications. Everywhere the Christian church has spread in the history of the world, it takes with it schools. Why? Mainly because you have to learn how to read, not to succeed in life, but to know this book. It does help you succeed in life to be able to read. But this is the most important piece of information in the universe, and it happens to be in language that was written down. And therefore, every culture should have access to that book, which is why Wycliffe Bible Translators is so important and all the other commitments to Bible translation. So I don't know if they wanted me to go that direction, but my answer is, if book lover means that book lover, God is approving of your book loving. If book lover means you've got this fetish where you need to have the smell of an old book in your room and you like to tell everybody that you got 10,000 books in your study, the Bible has no appreciation for that kind of idolatry.